Our Father, we lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty works, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Our Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty works, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Our Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises. As your people declare your mighty works, blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Who reigns forevermore. He reigns forevermore. Hallelujah. This is Reverend Dr. Stephen Jones, our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry, reaching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland, bringing you glad tidings of great joy. The same old story. Tell me the old story of Jesus and his love and how he came to save us. We're preparing for Father's Day, and that's the topic we've been talking about for some time now. Father's Day is just a couple of weeks ahead, on the 19th of June, 2011. It's a blessed day, it's a special day of honoring our fathers. Just the same way we honor our soldiers and those who died for us, the same way we honor our father. The other day, we're talking about honoring our mothers, Mother's Day. Now we're talking about honoring our fathers, Father's Day. Who is a father? A father is the male parent of any child, and a father is one who takes care of the children, takes care of the family, takes care of the home, takes care of the family and make sure everything is intact. And we have our earthly fathers who gave birth to us. We are born through them. We came into this earth, and we lived and grew under them. Also, we have our Heavenly Father, which is the real Father who created us, and through him we came into this world. So we have two fathers. We have the Heavenly Father, and then we have our earthly fathers, earthly parents, our spiritual fathers in the Lord, and those who watch over us, our guidance, those who counsel us, those who pray for us, those who pastor us. They are also our fathers. Oh, yeah, because they are playing fatherly roles in our lives, in one way or the other. Whosoever is playing a fatherly role in your life is your father. Oh, yes, that is true. And today we shall be talking about receiving the Father's blessings. Receiving the Father's blessings. Genesis chapter 49 from verses 1 to 22. The book of Genesis chapter 49. From verses 1 to 22, we're going to be talking about receiving the Father's blessings. In Genesis 49, you see Jacob calling all his children to come together to receive a blessing. And of course, they came together and he prayed over them and prophesied over them. And at the same time, he pronounced curses on those who were wrong, like Reuben, the first son. He said something negative about him that he erred, he failed, and it was not a blessing he received. He received a curse, but all the others received blessings. See, it's very important that we do the right as sons and daughters. We should do the right to our parents. We shouldn't hurt our parents. We shouldn't do things that will make them to be upset with us, because they have authority over us. Somehow they also carry spiritual authority. All authority is established by God. You can't fail authority. You know, we have to respect those who are in authority. God has made them our fathers, and so we must obey them. We must live right with them. We must do the right thing. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 21 to 25, Genesis chapter 9, verse 21 to 25, we also come across the story of Noah. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And one day Noah got drunk and he was naked. When Ham saw it, he made mockery of him. But Japheth and his brother Shem and Japheth saw it, and they went to cover their father's nakedness. What do we learn from that? We are supposed to cover our father's nakedness. You are not supposed to expose your father's nakedness. You are supposed to honor your father. You know, the other day we were talking about honor your fathers and your mothers, that your days will be long in the land. And this is the first promise. This is the first law with a promise. Honor your fathers and your mothers. And so Noah caused Ham, he of Canaan. Noah had to pronounce a curse upon Ham in Genesis chapter 9, verse 21 to 25. When he pronounced that curse remained there until Jesus came. Do we need to carry curses? No. We should do the right. How will you see your father's nakedness and expose him further? There are several ways we expose our father's nakedness. Those who are in authority, those who are higher than us, we don't respect them, we don't honor them. We speak ill of them, and we don't cover up their weaknesses. See, May God forgive us our sins in the name of Jesus. We are supposed to honor those who have gone before us, those who are in authority that God has placed us under. We are learning under them. We are supposed to cover their nakedness. And so the best way to get the blessing of the Father is to live right, to do right, so that you carry the blessing of your Father. In Genesis 49, verses 1 to 22, you see Jacob pronouncing blessing on his children. He blessed all his children, pronouncing blessing, praying for all of them. And those prayers are very powerful. See, the Bible is full of practical examples of fathers who bless their children. You remember the story of Isaac, when Isaac was old and he was deemed, he told Jacob to get him a meal, get him his venison to eat so that he can bless him. And so he got the meal and ate the meal, and Isaac pronounced blessings upon Jacob. Esau came and he couldn't get the blessing, but Isaac still prayed for him anyway. We are supposed to do right and get the blessings of our Father. The same with Jacob and the grandsons came to Egypt and blessed Ephraim and Manasseh. The story is there. It's very clear. When we do the right, we get the Father's blessing. God has scheduled us to receive our Father's blessings. We are not supposed to receive a curse. We are supposed to do the right. He is Abba Father. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. He is Abba Father. He is the Father that is available for us to call day or night. He is available. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. We have not a high priest that we cannot touch by the feelings of our infirmity. There is the feelings of our infirmity. The high priest, Jesus, the God we have, the Father we have, we can touch him with the feeling of our infirmity. We can reach him. That's how our Father should be. Our Father should be people we can reach with the feelings of our infirmities. They should be able to feel us and know how we're doing. We pray our fathers with responsible fathers who will look into our lives and be a blessing to us in the name of Jesus. In Proverbs 17, verse 25, do not bring grief to your father. We should not bring grief to our father. Many times we, the sons, we haven't done well. We bring sorrows to our fathers, and that's not fair. We are supposed to make our fathers to be happy. We are supposed to be able to relate to our fathers positively. We are supposed to be able to respect them and honor them, because they carried us when we were young. They took care of us. They suffered for us. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 31. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 31. Our fathers took care of us. God is our father ultimately, but we have earthly parents also who play the role of father to us. They carried us, they kept for us, they suffered for our sakes. Now they should enjoy. They should reap the fruit of their labor. Jesus said, the Father has sent me, so I send you. John chapter 5, verse 37. Our Heavenly Father has sent us to do his work on earth. And that is what we should be doing. We should obey our Father. Obey your parents, the Lord. Obey your parents, the Lord. You don't obey your Father. You don't do what your Father is asking you to do. That's not going to bring the blessing. In Luke chapter 2, verse 49, Luke chapter 2, verse 49, Jesus said, I must be after my Father's business. The business of the Father is the preaching of the gospel. Jesus, when he was born, he helped his father, Joseph. His father, Joseph, was a carpenter. Jesus was there to help him and serve him. And that's what we should be. Some of us, we don't help our parents at home. We don't help our fathers. We don't do anything to help them. May God deliver us from that spirit in Jesus' name. We're supposed to minister to our fathers, care for them, watch over their lives, and be a blessing to them, because God commands that we should honor our fathers. I know God is ministering to you today, and I know the Spirit of God is touching your heart to begin to minister to fathers from now till June 19. God is speaking to you to be a blessing to a father. Send them gifts, send them cards, send them greetings, send them your love, whatever God places in your heart. Bless your father this period. That's what it's all about. And when you do that, you will receive the blessing of the Father. Why is it to say, bring me a Venetian and let me eat and pronounce blessing on you? It has a meaning. That is, sow a seed so that I can release God's blessing on you. Because the one who is in authority has spiritual power over the one who is lower in authority. So I, Isaac, will pronounce the blessing after the meal. See, you sow a seed. You give to a father. You do something to a father. Those whom God has put in authority over you. Do something good to them this period. And I tell you, God will pronounce his blessings upon your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. God is calling us to honor our father this period. It's not enough to say Happy Father's Day. Take them out, send them greetings, send them gifts, send them cards, send them flowers. Those who you wrong, apologize to them. Those who wronged you, reconcile with them. That's what it's all about. It's about love. When you love, you are doing God's will, and God is pleased. I want you to feel free to email us, ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. ourmiraclesradio@juno.com. You can call us on the phone, area code 240-552-5899. Area code 240-552-5899. Visit our website, www.ourmiraclestv.net. ourmiraclestv.net. Between now and June 19, I want you to sow a seed in this ministry to help us move forward. Right now, we're planning to have a big auditorium where we can have our crusades and our meetings. We can have our international conferences and conventions, and it's a great need. I know God will meet the need, but I want you to participate from wherever you are. Send us a seed, whatever God places in your heart, $1,000, $500, $250, $100, $50 is welcome. Make it to Our Miracles Radio, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland 20703. Our Miracles Radio, Post Office Box 281, Lanham, Maryland 20703. Or you can use the PayPal, www.paypal.com. It will also reach us from any part of the world. And I tell you, we'll be praying for you, and God will reward you abundantly. The scripture says, give, and it shall be given to you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over, shall men give to your bosom. Whatever you give is going to go to support the expenses and the work of God and the ministry. And the Lord will rebuke every devourer for your sakes and open the windows of heaven for your blessings that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. In the name of Jesus. I want you to forward this message to all your friends and well-wishers. Let them know that we are supposed to honor our fathers. And God will bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you all for listening. We love you. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I will say God bless you and reward you all abundantly. In Jesus' name. We also invite you to worship with us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL1, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Again, worship with us at the Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Suite LL1, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Every Saturday and Sunday evening, 7 p.m., we have services, and then on Monday and Tuesday evening, 7 p.m., we have Word Explosion and Miracle Services. Come with your friends and your families. God will do you good in the name of Jesus.